What's up?
Hey.
Welcome back to the Blues Library Podcast. I'm Ashley, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Lexi.
What's up, bitch?
And you guys aren't bitches. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was fucking
mean.
Rude.
That was really mean.
That was across the line.
That really was, though.
Okay. So today we are talking about a book that was just fucking released, guys, and we're fucking stoked.
It is Kingdom of the Feared by Carrie Maniscalco. It is book 3 in the Kingdom of the Wicked series. Spoiler warnings. If you're here listening to this, I really hope you've read all of them.
Including this book, because it just fucking came out. So please read it before you listen.
I mean, if not, and you want to just come along for the ride, welcome. Trigger warning.
You're
going to
be so confused because we were.
Yeah. And we read these books twice.
Exactly.
So trigger warning. There is ripping hearts out. There is death. There's blood. There's lots of gore.
There's some great sexy times.
Ashley finally got the sex.
I was so ready, bro. I was stoked. Okay.
I'm sorry, I cannot remember all of the triggers off the top of my head, so just do your research, just double check. I think it might be somewhere in the beginning of the book, too, so.
I can't remember.
I don't either, so I'm sorry, we really tried with this. We're usually very, very, very on top of it with the trigger warnings, but it is midnight for Ashley right now.
It is midnight for me, okay. So. We'll go ahead and hit the synopsis. The synopsis is going to be a little bit different from the ones that we've done before, except for last week where it like kind of turned into a shit show in the middle.
Which is just mainly how Ashley and I are when we're together. So we figure we were just going to change it to match us.
Yeah. So we were like, we're just going to embrace the shit show and we're both going to kind of do that. We're both going to do the synopsis kind of together and make sure that we say all the important parts.
This will be more fun for everyone.
Exactly.
So I'm not sitting here for like 20 minutes silent as I'm trying to like or wanting to insert comments.
Exactly. Okay, so we start with the prologue, which is like 20 years in the past, and this is actually where we get the background of what happened to Sophia Santorini. That got like they thought that she was stuck between worlds. We kind of get the background of this where she like was scrying with a black mirror and like her coven told her not to, and then she's interrupted by someone and that someone pushes her and she hits her head and basically like has brain damage, and she like just speaks in riddles, and the only thing that she says that makes any sense is as above, so below. So love that little tie-in. Okay, we start right where we left off, guys. It was so
exciting. Like I predicted in the last pod of.
Exactly. No joke, I was reading it and I was like, oh my god, Lexi, you called it.
And you were telling me, it can't be a pattern because there's only 2 books.
It's
clearly a pattern.
Okay, so Amelia and Wrath start to smash, and halfway through, she gets pulled into the Shadow Realm. She, like, by Domenico, by order of Victoria.
And wasn't she naked when she got pulled into the Shadow Realm still?
And they cuffed her, and, like, he had to create, like, some robe out of shadows. I was dying. So, she gets pulled into the Shadow Realm. Victoria is like, I need to see you in the morning. Like, make sure that you're there. Because if you remember from the last book, she got the skull from Victoria that said, meet me on the Shifting Isles, like, tomorrow morning, we're gonna figure out how to break our curse, whatever. She's kind of mad at Victoria, but, like, also at the same time, she's, like, kind of warring with herself, because she's like, she's my sister.
Dude, anyway. I'd be so pissed. I'd be, like, attacking my sister, be like, you motherfucker.
I was mad for, like, I was like, Amelia, why are you not angry?
Yeah.
Why are you not so mad at her? Like, I would be so mad.
Exactly.
Like, I would be furious. Okay. Basically, while they're, like, talking to her, Wrath is trying to, like, get her, because obviously they're in the middle of sexy times, and she just, like,
Well, okay, I don't think that that was the only reason that he's coming to get her.
And he's worried, okay.
His wife just literally got sucked out of her fucking body into some shadow realm.
Okay, I guess you make a good point. But the most important part...
punching through the realm, too. Like, I'm fucking badass.
Yeah, so he punches through the realm. Vittoria and Domenico disappear. And...
pussies.
Wrath takes her, like, back to... Yeah, bitch.
What are we saying now? Instead of saying pussies or whatever, because
ball sacks.
Ball sacks, I guess. Babies. Let's just go with babies. What a bunch of wimps.
What a bunch of ball sacks. Those wrinkly motherfuckers.
I've spent the last 24 years saying that it's now weird. So I'll say it, they'll be like, "Wait, that's not right anymore."
Okay, so they get back to Wrath's kingdom where, like, the mood is broken, obviously. And we get news. I mean, let me tell you. I want you to know, I looked at this. They didn't smash until 25% into the book. And chapter one is where this shit started. But they kept getting fucking interrupted. And I was so mad. Okay?
I mean, Feyre and Rhys... while people were dying, popping Castillo, battle was still going. Like,
in the fucking carriage.
We could have gone.
I mean, you're right. But, okay. So, they get news from Amir, who brings news that there's been a murder in Greed's court. So, they have to go to Greed. And there's this, like, I honestly envisioned it, like, have you seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or, like, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Who the fuck hasn't?
So, like, you know the little, like, they get on the boat and they go through the tunnel?
Yeah.
That's what I was, like, picturing, right?
But like, I was too, honestly.
But, like, also, they start getting, like, frisky. She gives him a blowjob, like, and then when he's done, Lust is there watching them. I died. I was
imagine
cracking
Lust
up.
As an Oompa Loompa catching them.
I'm dead. Could you imagine the shitty ass spray tan?
Can I just tell you really quick? I was going to take a couple shots of tequila before we started this. Kind of glad we didn't, because
no,
this would be more chaotic. That'll be a later episode.
We'll title that episode Tequila Shot Time.
Yes, just us taking shots after everything.
I love it. Okay, so they get to the war room, whatever. Wrath is like, listen, my third in command, my general, has been murdered, and all we have left are, like, these, like, really shitty looking remains that, like, you can't even really tell if the person was, like, a boy or a girl, let alone if it was the general. And there was a lot of blood that had both demon and werewolf scent to it. But werewolf scent is really peculiar in that if it's there, it will kind of, like, make you go nose blind to the other smells that are there.
Nose blind?
The Febreze commercial.
Basically, the werewolf blood is Febreze.
But don't actually spray it on anything because you'll stain your couch, okay?
That sounds like she's talking from personal experience.
It does. Oh my god. Okay, so Greed is hella pissed and he's like, listen, Linda, I know who did this. It's Vittoria. So, like, I want her head on a spike, basically. And Wrath and Amelia.
That's the exact words he used too.
And Amelia is like, hold on. Like, this isn't adding up. We don't have, like, enough evidence to say that this was Vittoria. And she's, like, hella thinking rationally. And he's like, you're letting your human emotions get in the way. And it's like, bitch, but you are? Anyway, so basically Wrath is pressured into agreeing to, like, put a bounty on Vittoria and say, like, we're going after her.
But he did it in a very smart way to where Amelia could still find her And he or she didn't have to let anybody know. So as long as she found her first, then mm-hmm. Victoria would be safe. So good on Rath, because he's smart.
He is the general.
He's also what took hot. Fucking Emilia forever to fucking find out.
Dude, oh my god. I can't. Okay.
He's the fucking king of hell, okay?
Basically, after Emilia hears this, she gets hella pissed, and she, like, kind of tunnels down into what she calls her source, which is, like, her power, and basically, like, lets it loose on, like, the room and ends up destroying, like, a painting and whatever, and
then
she,
like,
oh, yeah, and then she, like, kind of rubs it, like, brings it back in, and she goes, sorry, I lost control of my emotions for a moment, and then, like, walks out.
I loved Emilia in this book, honestly.
Dude, me too, way more than the other two.
Mm-hmm.
They get back to their, they decide to spend the night in Greed. Also, I just want to note, this book happens in like 4 days. So like,
pretty much all the books, like it's time lapse, but you get like 2 to 4 days for each book.
Yeah, so like, we are still technically in the day that she saw, like, she went to the tree and like punched the tree and like went in and like saw the crone and whatever, and then like Antonio disappeared. This has all been one day, okay? Yeah. Like, it's been a day.
It's been a hell of a day.
And I thought my days were long. Like, shit. Okay,
well, time works differently in hell too.
That's true,
because
it's,
for her, it was
the
like
666, it was 20 years.
Yeah.
So you're right. Anyway, they go back to the rooms that they're staying in at Greed for the night. They decide to, like, she's going to get some info out of him, and they're going to create a scene so that she has an excuse for not being there to sign the treaty that says, like, we're going after Victoria.
But he doesn't know what she's planning because she needs his reaction to be real. Exactly. And that's where shit gets fun.
So she dresses up all sexy. And by sexy, I mean, like, her whole outfit is made out of pearls. Okay? Like, shit is hot. They go, and she, like, walks in and she finds Lust at, like, is it called Craps? Is that the one that, like, with the dice?
I don't know. I've never.
Okay, well, it's a dice game. And Lust is there, as well as, like, some duke that she's able to get, like, he gets
Duke
hella
of Devon
turned
or
on.
Something like that.
Yeah. And, basically, like, Rath gets, like, hella mad, and they, like, he ends up destroying, like, the whole gambling room, like, the casino room.
Like, froze it, because he was so pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Do I know what's funny? That saying, when hell freezes over, just does not apply to this book, and I love it. I love that.
Also, I just got back from Vegas. Like, I went to Vegas a couple weeks ago, and so I'm, like, picturing, like, the casinos and, like, all of this, and, like, I'm like, oh my god, like, this is insane. Also, note, there are, like, there's, like, a little stripper area in this little gambling hall, as well as, people that have jewels on their breasts and their penises and, like, their vaginas.
Which is very important to note for later.
Exactly. Just keep that in mind, guys.
Wait, because she's got a fun story.
God. Okay, so.
But you're telling.
Okay, I'll tell it. So they go back out to the room. They finally fucking smash. We're 25% way through the book, guys.
About time.
As they, like, are smashing, she has, like, a flashback to before. And then she, like, comes back and has a tattoo on her ring, or on her ring finger, that says, like, forever yours or something like that in Latin.
It's a, yeah, I was gonna say, you gotta make sure that they know it's a different language.
Yeah. After that, Rath, like, she's like, who am I? What, like, what is this? And Rath kind of, like, uses his power to help her start to break through to her memories. So she gets some of her memories back, and she realizes that she is some, like, is Fury, basically. But, like, doesn't understand that that is who she is. Does that make sense? I don't think it did. Moving on.
I just don't remember the order of anything in this book. And I just finished it yesterday.
So, the next morning, they go back to Rath. And on the way back, they get attacked by Vittoria and Domenico, and Vittoria ends up stabbing Wrath with a blade, and they think that it's the, what is the blade called?
The Hexed Blade, one of the Hexed Blades.
Yeah, the Hexed Blade that can kill him. They think it's that, but it's not, and Vittoria was just like a bitch about it. And
that's how I imagine her laughing.
And basically, they kidnap Amelia. They put Amelia in, like, they take her back to the tree that she, like, punched through and used her blood or whatever. That took me
for fucking ever. I was like, what tree are we talking about when I was reading this? And I was like, oh, wait.
He took her back there. They are holding her prisoner. Envy is also there. And Vittoria kind of, like, starts, yeah, really. Vittoria kind of starts, like, spilling the beans about, like, nothing is what you think and, like, blah, blah, blah. Amelia and Envy decide that they're going to try to break out. But Antonio is there. And Antonio has been, like, waiting for, like, he's just been being held captive there. And I guess it's only been for a day because, like, that's all the time that has gone by.
I just want to bring up something really quick. Can we talk about how bad, like, Vittoria is? Considering that she managed to traumatize a prince of hell. Like, Envy, by the end of this book, was fucking traumatized. Like, when Vittoria had come in the room and he was like, oh, fuck no, I'm out.
We can talk about that because that's part of a discussion question. Also, during this time, the crone comes in and basically, like, snatches Vittoria with some vines. And
this was after Vittoria was trying to tell Amelia that their mother didn't care at all, and then the crone comes in and she's like, well, I haven't seen her. And then Amelia's like, what do you mean? I've seen her literally every day.
And we find out that the crone is her mom, is their mom.
And she comes in all badass, like, hello, daughter.
I know. Also, Wrath was stabbed. We kind of touched on that.
He's constantly stabbed. Poor Wrath.
He really is. Dude, Amelia and Vittoria are, like, stabby bitches.
Like, they really are, though.
Did you like the, like, stabby?
You know, so, those, like, weight things that you were, like, that they have?
Shake weight?
That's what I imagined.
Well, I pictured, like, a fucking hand job or some shit. Like, we have different minds. So, Vittoria told them that he was at the Shifting Isles. And they're like, well, we have to go to the Shifting Isles. That the only way there is to portal there from a portal that they have to get to through Pride and his, like, lands. So
they... I hope you're all keeping up because I'm hardly keeping up and I've read this already.
So they go to Pride. Pride will not talk to them. Wrath comes in all
Pride tested Amelia.
Yes.
And then Wrath came in and was like, seriously, was this necessary? Because he wanted to make sure that Amelia wasn't going to backstab him again.
Yes.
That's a very important thing. Sorry.
Yeah. Basically, Wrath is like, we out, bitches. And they leave and go back to the hot spring where they fuck in the hot spring. And it's great. They transport.
They finally had sex.
Dude, let me tell you, every sex scene in this book, I was like, yes, I love it. Okay. They transport from the hot spring into the bedroom, fall asleep. Vittoria gets Shadow Realm transported again, and Nona is there. So Vittoria and Domenico kidnapped Nona. Nona tells, like, spills all the beans about how she is the one that pushed Sophia Santorini and caused her brain damage because she saw who the descendant of the first witch was.
And asshole.
Yeah, we, like, get a whole bunch of background essentially in this little area where, like, we figure out how Vittoria and Amelia came to be, where twin witches were sacrificed and their hearts were given up so that Vittoria and Amelia could take over their bodies, and, like,
we were
that was part of their curse.
So off with that.
I know.
We were both so off.
But that's the story of, like, him, like, them being cursed, but Wrath is also cursed to have anybody that he loves be taken away from him. So we kind of like learn all of that. She comes back into her body. Wrath is freaking out because he's like, bitch, you look dead. Like, your body looked dead while you were fucking gone. And, like, it wasn't good, whatever.
She started turning blue.
Yes. We get news that the vampire court has sent somebody to talk to them. And they're like, what the fuck? This is, like, a surprise. Nobody was, like, sent messages. And, like, we talked about in the last episode, you have to, like, be accepted into the lands before you can come. So this is really bad. Basically, vampire walks in, as well as Cersei. And she is the first witch. And
bitch.
Yeah, and the first witch is not have a great relationship with Wrath.
Well, she took his fucking wings.
Yeah.
And cursed him.
So we find out that the vampires had somebody that was like pretending to be Emilio with magic. That was going to seduce Wrath long enough for them to kidnap Emilia and take her back to the vampire court so that she can, like, be used as a bargaining chip, whatever. Also, how did you say her name? S-U-R-S-E-A.
Cersei.
Okay, that's what I did, too. It reminds me of, like, literally Greek mythology.
Sir, S-U-R-C-S-E-A.
Exactly. Okay, so after that, they, like, keep the first witch kind of hostage. Trapped in ice, and then good. He gets hella pissed at the vampire people.
Good.
Vittoria summons Domenico to, and Domenico takes her to the Shifting Isles, where they find out that Vittoria and Emilia did not grow up in Italy. They grew up in the Shifting Isles version of Italy, which is basically where all of the souls go that don't have anywhere to go.
It's the prison, basically.
Yes, it's the prison of the damned or something like that. So that's where they grew up. Vittoria or Emilia is like, okay, I'm ready to like have all of my powers back and my memories and whatever. So Vittoria pulls her heart out of her chest and she like goes back.
The next one happens after the memory well, by the way.
Greed being attacked? No.
By the coven, that happens after the memory well.
Because she already just looked.
Because she knows already at that point, like she remembers everything.
Yeah, she remembers everything because she got her heart ripped out.
When did we talk about
that? And that was what she needed to do. Yeah.
This book confused the fuck out of me.
Okay. So she gets back and she has her full powers now. And Wrath is like, what the fuck is happening? But they get news that Greed is being attacked by the coven. And they go and the coven starts fighting dirty. And Emilia gets pissed. And she's like, listen, motherfuckers. And she basically turns them all to dust. But like... not really, because some of them survived. Anyway. Then...
the only time you'll ever hear this on this podcast, Ashley was, in fact, right. I was wrong.
I told you, bitch.
But you missed the first half of what I just said. The one and only time you'll ever hear this on the podcast.
I want this episode to be called Ashley Was Right.
No, it should be Wolf's Blood is for Breeze.
Okay, guys. So Emilia decides that she's going to break the curses that are on both her and, well, she already broke her own curse, but she's going to break the curse that is on Wrath, and the only way to do that is with the Hexed Dagger. And she has to go to the Memory Well, and she ends up going to the Memory Well, and you kind of have to like think about what you want to know and like basically like play this really scary game of like which stone is it and like put your hand in like dark holes and shit like that, which is terrifying.
It'll try and trap you in that memory, and some people never come out because they get trapped in the memories, but then also yes. It shows you memories that aren't even yours, which mm-hmm. I think that is terrifying.
I think it's dope as shit.
I don't want anybody else's memories, man.
So in not this anything. Not only do we learn about Vesta, and who we learn is Vesta, a werewolf that started to turn at like a very, very young age and was taken from her family because
she's happy.
By greed, because she, her dad had like a really bad gambling deal.
She's also half demon. She's half werewolf, half demon.
Yes, she's half werewolf, half demon. Also, we learn we see the prologue for Kingdom of the Cursed, the second book. We see the prologue from the first witch's point of view, which is very interesting. It also gives us a lot more information about the curse and that he has 6 years, 6 months, and 6 days to break his curse. Like about not being able to be loved or else it's permanent. We also find out that Amelia's friend Claudia from the first book is actually Lucia, the first witch's daughter. And she's the one that married Pride and ran away from Pride. We don't know why, because we aren't given the information, and decided to forget all of her memories of him.
I hope we get
so that she could be better. Oh,
I hope we get a book about all of the
Don't you worry. We're going to talk about it.
Isn't it also interesting how, like, Claudia and Vittoria and Amelia all ended up there together and,
in
like,
the same version of the Shifting Isles?
And became best friends.
Exactly.
Like, that's, like,
I thought it was weird. Like, I was like, this is cool as fuck. Okay, so Amelia is like, I need to go get the dagger, like, figure out where the dagger is from Claudia and figure out, like, what is going on. So she goes to Claudia, but she decides to do it in a way that Claudia doesn't have to remember what she wanted to forget if she doesn't want to, which I think is really awesome.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's really hard.
Well, especially, like, because we had already, like, she was talking, and when she was talking to Fauna in the Crone's office or whatever, how it was, like, she doesn't have the same feelings about things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, that was really nice to see that it was, like, she's not just forcing Claudia to remember to get what she needs.
Exactly. And it shows, like, a great juxtaposition of how she acted before the whole thing versus now.
Yeah.
So she gets the dagger from Claudia, and she's told that the person that is cursed has to stab, basically, Amelia to take all of her powers away, and that is what will break the curse. And Wrath takes some convincing, but he stabs Amelia. Amelia loses all of her powers, but the curse breaks, and he gets his wings back. They fuck with the wings. It's like a very Illyrian wings situation, where, like, the wings are, like, sexy times. Anyway, they decide to finish their marriage ceremony and the coronation. They do that. Basically, they also kind of set up Vittoria and the House of Vengeance as the Eighth Court, or the Eighth House of Hell. At the same time, they also confront Greed about how shitty he was with Vesta. And I know that's not actually her name. Her name's, like, actually, like, Marcella or something like that. But Vesta's a lot easier to remember. And yeah,
Wrath also made sure, because Vittoria wasn't going to bring Vesta in without the guarantee that if Vesta didn't want to stay with House Greed, she had the ability to leave. And I liked that as well.
I agree. All right. The end. That's the end of the book. A lot of shit happens.
All right, on to makeup looks. So after she finally has her heart ripped out, her eyes turn like this rose gold color. So I did a rosy gold color that's more rosy than gold, but it's fine.
It's beautiful.
Most rose gold is pink anyway, so whatever. Did that for her eye, and then the other eye I did, like, a liner, and then on the end of that is a rose symbolic. To they're at the end where their power kind of merges. But wait, so
and
she
Wrath
doesn't
gets,
actually
gives
lose
her his power.
Yeah, I was gonna say she doesn't technically lose all her power because she still had the fire power. I'm gonna be completely honest, I don't understand how that all happened.
Wrath had told her that he has enough power for both of them, so he shared his power with her and gave her, like, half of his power. So she still has power.
But at the end, he said something about her firepower, and how then she had mentioned at the end of the book how she didn't lose her firepower because somehow he had the ability to give it back or whatever. I don't know. That confused me. But she still had the firepower, and I was like, I thought we gave that up. And I was so confused.
Oh, I took it as like he donated the magic to her, right? But like her body can only express magic in the one way. So like,
I guess that actually makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. That's why she still gets her fire powers.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So anyway, I did liner with like a icy blue and then a rose. Shout out to my mom for fixing my red blob and making it actually look like a rose. What? So what'd you do? I'm so excited for you to talk about yours. I loved yours so fucking much.
Okay, guys. So I went a little bit ham. And when I saw the references to like the jewels on people's bodies in House Greed, I was like, okay, one, this has to be uncomfy as fuck. But two, this is what I'm doing for my makeup look. So there's this creator on TikTok, and I think her name's like Katie something. And if you want to see it, like, we're attaching it to the post this week. But she basically did her whole face of makeup with rhinestones. And like attached like the different colors of rhinestones based on like where you do different makeup, right? So she has like pink rhinestones on her cheek and whatever, and I decided to redo that basically, but on like half of my face because that was a lot.
Because she fixated on the jewels on the everything. She fixated on it. She like she said, like, I know what my makeup look is, and as soon as I got to that, I was like, I know what she's doing.
So anyway,
wait, hold on, before this I just want to say my point of view from this until I got home from work, everybody. Okay, or no, it was like the end, and the last guest was coming up right as she was like, I finally got to see it. She tried to call me, and I was at work, and I was like, hey, what's up? And I get a text message that says, I ran out of gemstones or rhinestones or whatever, and I had to run to the store with my face half done. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, why didn't you send your boyfriend? Because he said no. So now she's going to give you her side of the story. I was at work confused as fuck. And then, yeah.
So what I did is, like, I did it in the way that I usually do, like, my makeup routine, right? So I had, like, a darker gold that I, like, did my contour, and then I, like, did the like blush and concealer and highlighter and did my eyebrows and like all of this, and I start doing like my foundation colored ones, right? And I get it done, like I start at my forehead and I like get it done to like where I'm like my cheekbone, right? So like I have it done like the top quarter of my face that I have done, and then I have like a couple of like small lines on my fucking jaw, and I ran out of the foundation, quote unquote foundation colored ones. And I asked my boyfriend, I was like, babe, will you please go to Michael's and get me some more? And he said, no. And I said, well, do you want me to go out like this? And he said, no. And I said, what do you want me to do? And he's like, just do the picture of the top half of your face anyway. That's all you ever show. And I was like, babe, that's not the point. So anyway, I went to fucking Michael's. And I was like, okay, Ashley, just walk in with confidence. Nobody will notice or say a thing. And so I like go over, and I'd been there earlier that day. So like I go in, I know exactly where to go. I grab the ones that I need and I get in line and I'm waiting. And this lady in front of me is taking forever. And so I'm waiting. And this guy walks in the store and he like grabs a basket and he like kind of looks around and he looks at me and he goes, I was like, fuck. And I was like, oh no. And so I just kind of grimaced, like, kind of turned away. And then these two girls, they're like, they're so sweet. They come up and they like kind of like hold out their hand like they're going to touch me, but they don't. And they're like, your sparkles look so cute. And these bitches are loud as fuck. Okay. So like, and I was like, thanks. Like, I ran out halfway through. So here I am. Like, getting more.
Did you not explain the reason why you had them glued to your face? Maybe we could have gotten two new listeners. Like, and they wouldn't have thought you were so psycho.
And like, they're so loud that the lady in front of me turns around and she like looks in my face and she goes, that's so cool. And like, I was like, oh my god.
At least they were nice about it.
And like when it was my turn, the cashier lady was like, I like your makeup. And I was like, oh, so you get what I did. Okay. Like, yeah. But yeah, I was hella embarrassed.
Dude, they looked so good though when I finally was able to FaceTime you, because the next text I get is, hurry, I want to take this off my face. And this is like 5 hours after she started, okay?
It took me 5 hours.
So she's like, hurry, I want to take it off. So I finally am able to like take a break at work to FaceTime her. It looked so fucking good.
It was so hard to do, guys, but it was so much fun.
It looked so good. I would not have the patience for that.
And then I had to take it off, okay? I used eyelash glue for this. There is no easy way to get eyelash glue off latex? Of your skin. Because I was worried it was going to cause like a reaction with my skin because it's so sensitive. Anyway, I fucked up that way. I also forgot to buy it at the store. And I was like, cool, eyelash glue works. But I had to use a fucking spoon and like scrape at my fucking skin to get it off. It was an experience, guys. But anyway, that's my makeup.
I helped. I taught her how to get the rest of the glue off, so.
Yes.
You should have asked me at the very beginning, and I could have made it so much easier than scraping.
You really would have.
Now you know. Next time you ask Lexi how to get shit like that off your face, because she has all the solutions.
Let's get into discussion questions. I'm gonna say this like exactly how I wrote it.
Yawn. Fuck.
I'm sorry. Fuck, it's you. Fucking almost 1 a.m. Okay. How did your vibes on Victoria change throughout the book?
I never really liked her again. Like, I went into the beginning of this book kind of like still like, well, maybe, you know, because I liked Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was like sad, because then I was like, no, you're kind of a bitch. Fuck.
And you didn't like her?
Then I didn't like her. Well, so then I didn't like her. And then like at the end, like my thing is, like, how horrible she had to have been to traumatize Envy.
Yeah. When I was reading it, right, I didn't see it as her traumatizing Envy. I saw it as Amelia is recognizing that the reason Envy has acted the way that he has in the entirety of her knowing him is because he has a past trauma that she doesn't know about.
Yeah, but then, like, at the end, but here's where my bigger problem happened, where both Envy and Pride were trying to get away from Victoria. But, I mean, at the very, very end, when it was Amelia and Victoria talking, I was like, okay, I like her again. But I was just sad, because I was like, come on, you didn't have to be so nasty the entire book. Fuck.
Okay, I definitely kind of fell along the same page, where, like, at the beginning, I was like, why are we, like, wanting to forgive her? Like,
yeah,
she completely, like, this is not okay. And I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna say, don't bring your previous thought, like, it's not the same, it's a fantasy world, they have different rules. But like, also, I just hated her. Like, I was like, you are acting so fucking shitty. Like, yeah. And like, I kind of started to shift a little bit when we kind of learned more about Victoria's point of view of how they got cursed and how she saw Amelia's body without her heart, and like that is the reason that it was done in such a way. And like,
but I still go back to the same thing I said in Silver Flames: your trauma and your problems are not an excuse to be shitty. Like, let's be completely honest here, they're in hell, literal hell, okay? And even the, like, the demon princes are like, this is not okay.
Yeah.
So that's where it was, like, when I got to a point where I was like, god damn, you're a fucking nasty ass bitch if the fucking demon princes hate you and think you're bad. Fuck.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't, like, hate her. It was more so, like, I was kind of sad because I feel like my bigger thing was, I was like, why did we have to villainize one of the twins?
Yeah.
Because then I kind of agree.
Because
it pitted Amelia against her twin for the majority of the book.
And then it kind of like made you want to flip.
Yeah.
Like, because like, I do think that she did a very good job of like, especially when they were on the Shifting Isles, mm-hmm. and like that whole situation. Like, that is when I liked Victoria.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, okay, I like this kind of growth from Vittoria, and like she's not as bad as I thought she was.
Yeah.
Right. And then like it didn't kind of like move from there, if that makes sense. If any yeah. like it's like no growth is backwards growth kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But that was like kind of my take on it. I didn't like her at the beginning. I kind of liked her a lot more and understood more of why Amelia was wanting to forgive her and like
yeah. Like I understood it, and I understood too why, like, and don't like I agreed with the whole witch thing, but then I was really confused because even when we got Vittoria's side of it, I wasn't understanding where all of the princes fell in with her vengeance.
I agree. And I think I know we didn't get that information in this book. And I'm hoping that there will be further books yeah. in this realm that will answer that.
Because like I would love to know that. Like that was my that's the part where I was like, I'm not fully sold on like I understand this, but it's like I want to like her, but I was also
but
like
you're not there
I'm
yet.
Not like I don't understand, so it's like I can't really
yeah, like fully I can understand
be, like,
that.
100% behind her. But I do. I mean, I did like her. It was just more so, like, I was really sad that, like, the twins were pitted against each other. Maybe sad.
I would agree.
Like, fuck. What predictions were right in this book? Which ones are wrong? All of them. Except for mine. Dude, about where the books...
Every fucking one that I had was wrong.
Hey guys, post-episode Ashley here, and I just wanted to let you know that we had some technical difficulties during the filming of this episode, so after this point, the audio gets a little bit fuzzy, so we apologize. If you guys don't want to listen to it, that's totally fine. We don't blame y'all, and we will see you guys next week for A Shadow in the Ember.
I was right about absolutely nothing. I had nothing right about what I said. Everything was wrong. So I'm going to let you take this away because at least you got something right.
I got where the book started right. Here's the thing about this book. This one was like reading a completely different book from the rest of the series.
Yes.
So it's like, what? Both Ashley and I by the end were like, what the fuck? This was like a completely different series.
And like, it's so funny because we joked in like the first one that like, it makes sense when you're reading it. And then when you're trying to explain what happens, it doesn't make sense. This one didn't even make sense when I was reading it. Like, I was like, holy shit, what is going, like, so many fucking plot twists just kept happening. And I was like, oh yeah. My God, oh my God, oh my God, what is real? Like, I was so fucking confused. That kind of goes in with the next question. How did you feel about the pacing of this book?
Everything happened at once, and then like having everything happen at once made it so much more confusing. Like, if we had a little bit of time to digest everything, like even just like a small break, like a page or two,
yeah,
it would have been fine. But it was just like sentence after sentence of like shit is hitting the fucking fan.
It almost to me felt like she had made this book a lot longer. Like, this book is only like 350 pages or something mm-hmm. like that, and so like in my mind, she made it like 500 pages, but the editors were like, you can't have like this hella change for the last book. Like, this isn't going to be marketable to the same audience because like you've only been writing 300 to 400 pages for the rest of the series. So they had to cut all of this like filler that we needed. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, it was just, it was hard to digest everything.
It was. And
like, even like we've now had it finished for a couple of days and we're both still like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah. Like,
we'll probably need to do a reread to like fully like get everything like figured out.
I think
if not like 5.
Yeah, I agree. This is going to end up being like From Blood and Ash where I have to reread it every time a new book comes out cuz I don't understand what's going
See,
on.
I fully understood From Blood and Ash every time like
I just, like, I don't know what happened, but, like, Crown of Gilded Bones just lost me. Like, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
See, and I see that a lot, and I'm always like, I don't understand, because I fully got on.
You read a lot slower than me, though. And, like, I feel like that helps with making sense.
Yeah, who's the one that typically gets information in the right spot?
Except for today.
That was one thing in a book that confused the fuck out of me.
Okay. We're gonna move on. What were your favorite quotes or moments?
Dude, why would you ask this? I don't remember anything. I really liked when, first of all, the first time Rath was able to actually say "I love you," that made my heart just like do this happy little flutter.
Yes.
I was like, "Oh my god, finally!" And then I'm not gonna lie, that the moment where Envy and Amelia are in, they're both captured, like when they like they kind of started bonding in that moment.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, to add to that, when they're at the coronation and Envy is like, "Are we friends?" And then she could like figure out like he was trying not to show that her opinion mattered to him, yeah. But it did. And I was like, "Oh my god, that's the cutest thing."
That ever. Was really cute. Okay, I have a couple that like I'm just like scrolling through my annotations. I have like 150 annotations in this fucking book.
Oh my god. We're gonna be here forever.
No, wait, I'm just like you're scrolling.
You're editing this one, so that's not my problem.
So. No joke, this happened like 5 or 6 times throughout the book. Something would happen and like they would say something and I'd highlight it and I'd be like, "Oh my god, what if this is what's happening?" And I'd like turn the page and that's what's happening and I'm like, "Damn, I'm good." Like, look at me go. Like 3 sentences before it was given to us.
Okay. Sure you didn't just skip ahead not thinking that you skipped ahead and then you just
like, oh wait, 3 sentences ago I guessed this. So
I want receipts. I don't believe the time. I need timestamps of when you wrote everything.
Okay, so this is the moment that I decided that I was going to do gemstones on my face.
I kid you not, she fucking fixated on this scene.
No joke. So it says, "One male who wore nothing but gems on his member slowly stroked himself, seeming to enjoy the greedy gazes on him." And I highlighted it. And I said,
"Something really quick too when you're done with this."
Yeah. I said, "I can't. Should I do gemstones on my face?" Here we are.
I'm gonna go back and read this really quick.
The message. Guys, I fixated this, like, so hard. I got tears in my eyes.
We text way too much.
We don't even text that much.
We're mostly on the phone.
Exactly.
So she had said something. I think we were on the phone. You sent me this TikTok and you told me to get off the phone and watch this TikTok.
Yes.
And you said something about the jewels or whatever. You sent me the TikTok, which was beautiful, by the way.
She did a good job.
It's Katie Farhood on TikTok, by the way. And I go, "So I thought I missed a big piece of info and that it was Rath who was bedazzled." And I was like, I'm pretty sure I would have remembered that. She was so, like, she was so caught up on that. And I was like, "What?" I was like, "Rath's not bedazzled. We've seen his penis in the other books. What are you talking about?"
No, like, the whole time, I was like...
Do you want to know what I had in my head that entire time? Spoiler alert for Zodiac Academy.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. How far are you? Do you know what Xander's order is?
Yeah, he's a Pegasus.
Okay, so at one point, trying to impress somebody...
Yes, he's a
okay, yes, that's what I had in my head the entire time.
Okay, are you ready for another funny-ass thing that I've noted? Yes. Okay, it's the fight, right? Where they're, like, on the way back from Greed to Rath, and they get, like, bombarded. Anyway, it says, "Rath fought with the same fervor as when he began, not looking close to being tired. The wolves couldn't say the same. Some of them stumbled out of the way, thick white foam coating their muzzles, their chests heaving from exertion." And I fucking highlighted it, and I said, "Damn, gotta do some cardio with some, like, running emotions."
I hate you.
Those are like my fucking those are my notes in this book, guys. I thought like Vesta was Domenico's wifey and then like was not his wifey. It was his sister and then I felt uncomfy because I was like, "Ashley, stop."
Do you think the series is going to continue? I think we've answered this plenty of times.
Yeah. I definitely think it's going to continue. And I think, honestly, we'll probably get Envy's book next because I feel like it teed it up very well.
She's definitely set it up to be an ongoing thing. And I swear if it's not, I am going to riot.
I know. I want to know everything that happened between Victoria and Pride. I want to know what's up with Envy. I want to know more about Sloth. Like,
wait, one of my other favorite moments, Gluttony and that horse, Tansy, whatever it was.
Yeah.
That was lavender, not blue, like you said in the last one.
Tanzanite is blue. I will have you know.
In this book, when she runs up to the horse at the very end,
they say it's purple.
I ran up to my lavender horse.
I know, and I'm mad because Tanzanite is blue. I looked it up.
So, and she runs up to the horse, and Wrath was like, Gluttony thought you would remember her. And I was like, aww. And then he goes, he missed you. And I was like...
It was sweet. Like, there were a lot of very sweet moments. Especially after she got her memory back.
Mm-hmm. Wrath was just all along a big softy.
I know!
I love it, because he looks terrifying, but he's a big softy.
All right, what were your overall thoughts on the book?
Though I'm very confused still, I liked it. I will go back and I'm sure I'll like it more once I fully understand.
I agree. I think I gave it a 4.5 out of 5 and I deducted half of one.
High rating for
being confused. I loved it.
But that's like, a high rating for being confused.
Well, yeah, I took off half of a point because I was confused. But
just
like
half a point, you really liked this book. Was it?
I did.
Sex?
It was.
the gems on.
And like, I just had a lot of fun reading the book. Like, it was keeping me on my toes. Like, it was really good, and I really enjoyed it.
Yes, it was very good.
Lexi, Pirates! What are you currently reading and watching?
I beat you to it.
Jerk.
Oh, you actually watched? I binge watched that, but I remember you making fun of me for binge or for watching.
Winx?
You made fun of me when I told you I watched the first season and now you watched it. I binge watched the second season the day it came out and I finished it all.
No, so I had Winx Saga playing in the background while I was doing my gemstone situation.
It's pretty good, huh?
It is good.
And you mocked me for it, bitch.
Love you.
Anyway, one thing I will say that I did actually watch is I went and watched the Invitation.
What's that?
That's that new movie.
Oh, the movie.
Vampire. Yeah. It was very good up until like the last little bit. The ending really fucked it up. Other than that, it was great. Then I read Bittersweet Memories by, I hope I'm saying this right, Katharina Mara. It is the first book in the Off Limits series. It was so cute, but also made me cry, so.
Yeah, it's devastating, Heike.
Yeah, I didn't need that pain. Then I read God of Malice by Rena Kent. It is the first book in the Legacy of Gods series. I really liked this. If you do want to read this, just remember, she also clarifies in the author's note with the trigger warnings, he's not a good man. He's not supposed to be a good man. He's not supposed to do any. He's morally black, okay? Keep that in mind. There is not going to be him doing anything good, okay? It is a dark romance. Check your triggers, please. Please, please, please. I really liked this. That doesn't mean you will, okay? I just need to make sure I put a good warning on that. Don't come at me for liking it either, because I know there's going to be some people that are going to be so pissed that anybody could like this book. So then I also read, I fucked this one up again like I did the last three fucking series that I read, by not checking that the series was finished first. I read the first two, which are the only two out so far in the Savage Kingdom series. The third one comes out on the 11th of October. So that was Savage Princess and Savage Kings by Jenlyn Weir. I hope, I don't know how to say that, so whatever. Correct me somewhere. I don't know. I liked it. Reverse Harem, obviously. Then I read Kingdom of the Feared, obviously. Didn't do much because, you know, work and then ear
life
infection.
Is getting crazy.
Dude, my ear infection. So, everybody, I've had an ear infection for over a year, and every time it comes back worse, and I was in a ball curled up on Thursday night sobbing. And then me and my dad had to go rescue my sister because she lost his truck keys. Yeah, it's been a weird fucking week. So.
I feel
like 2 weeks.
It's been a life.
This is a really sad
list for the both of us for 2 weeks.
I know. Okay, don't judge me, guys. It's been crazy. As far as watching, I watched Sugar Rush Extra Sweet. That is my show to watch when I am eating food. I also started the second season of The Winx Saga on Netflix. It's pretty good.
Unless she mocked me.
And I am...
I'm never going to get over that.
And I am also still watching House of the Dragon with my boyfriend. As far as books I read My Best Friend's Brothers by Rebel Bloom.
Was it good?
It was so good.
You sent me a screenshot of that one, and I wasn't, like, sure if I wanted to, like, read it or not.
So good. Okay. It's reverse harem. It's, like, second chance romance, almost. It's really good. I liked it. I also read Shadow in the Ember. I loved it. It was fabulous. It's really good.
Again, I told
Stay
you.
Stay tuned next week for our...
And I told
oh,
her.
Shit. Sorry, I'll edit that out.
We can say it again.
Then I read The Oracle by Serena Aykroyd. That one just came out too. It's the second book in the Revelation duet, and it's the fourth book in the Valentini family series. All of her series are, like, interconnected, and I'm fucking stoked because I think the next one that comes out is Filthy Feck, and I am ready. Then I read Miles High by Liz Tomford. It's the Windy City series, book one. I don't know if there are other books in the series because, yeah. Oh, no, I think the second one is going to come out soon. I think this is the only one. But super good. It's a hockey romance. It's professional hockey player and the flight attendant for their flights.
I was sold when you said hockey, so.
It's so good. I really liked it.
Okay, that's going to be one of my next TBRs once I'm out of my reverse harem mood.
Bet. And then I read...
The reverse harem hockey romance.
Oh my god, if somebody has that, please let us
know. I will get on writing that.
Then I read Ruthless Night by A. Jade, or Ashley Jade. I was fucking sobbing. This book... please read every single trigger warning on this book because I didn't and it destroyed me. There is some very, very intense scenes and moments. I have no words for, like, this is, there are a lot of important conversations that this book brings up, but I bawled probably 3 times reading this book.
And I realized why that one sounded familiar, by the way, when you texted me that you were reading it. It's mm-hmm. because this author wrote the words.
Yeah.
And yep. That's what I was thinking of.
That makes sense.
I was about to say, how much did we cry during that book?
Yeah. So yeah. Please read your fucking triggers.
Please, because please, when we tell you to, like, check your triggers. Like, especially Ashley and I read a lot of dark romance, and, like, Ashley and I had a conversation earlier tonight. Triggers fluctuate. If you can't make it through the trigger warnings, please wait until you can or just don't read it.
Yeah.
Ashley and I have both gotten to a point where, for the most part, we know when we can read things and when we can't. So if we're telling you to check your trigger warnings because it shocks us or something was up with us, just please mm-hmm. listen to us. We don't want you to have to go through the pain of having that.
Yeah.
Please, please, please.
And that's not to say these are bad books. Like, they are very good books. But, like,
good
we just
books,
want
just,
you to...
We want you to
be in a space where you can enjoy
safe.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't. Right. We don't want to traumatize anybody.
All right. That's the end of our episode, y'all. Thanks for tuning in for this crazy shit show.
This is going to just be the thing for the rest of the year, honestly, because the Zodiac Academy is going to be just
oh, my God. It totally is. All right. If you guys want to check out our book looks that were fucking... Mine was insane today. Lexi's looked good.
Because my mom saved it. Anytime I'll do something that has detail, I do it on the wrong eye, and then I have to go to my mom and say, fix it,
and
please.
You don't own eyeliner. Who the fuck doesn't own eyeliner if you're going to do details?
I don't. So when I do details, it's special effects, and I use paint. So I don't really do details on, and, like, when I do eyeshadow, it's dark enough, and I do either false lashes or I have extensions, so it already looks like I have liner, and I don't, I
suck at winged liner, so I never done winged liner, so.
I'm gonna get you good at it.
Okay.
Through the phone.
Okay, you're just gonna catch me on FaceTime.
So, TikTok is at blues.library, Instagram is at blues.library, and at blues.librarypodcast. We are phasing out of using blues.library podcast.
It's now my fault. It's no longer. It is.
I sent you the pictures last time, so.
I now need to go through my, like, 20,000 photos on my phone to find our makeup looks.
R.I.P.
Yeah, it's bad.
Also, you guys can hit up our website to see, like, book looks, listen, anything like that. You can also contact us on there and find all of our socials. It's blues-library.com. Also, if you would be so kind as to rate and review, it helps us to reach new listeners, and it also helps us not feel so bad about ourselves.
Let's leave a bad review and then we're just not emotionally stable enough to fucking do that.
Listen, Linda. We are Ashley, both.
You just start out every response. Listen, Linda.
Pretty much. All right, y'all. Lexi, what are we doing next?
Next week's book is A Shadow in the Ember by Jennifer L. Armentrout. It is book one in the Flesh and Fire series, and I'm just going to preface this like I have every book in the series. JLA recommends reading A Shadow in the Ember before reading The War of Two Queens, so that is what we're doing, okay? Fight me.
Good chat.
Like, I've spent 11 hours since I've had food and I'm starving and I'm gonna be really mean. Please don't fight me.
All right. Guys, Lexi needs to go because she's getting hangry.
So, wear condoms.
Essentially, your seatbelt.
As Ashley said earlier tonight to my sister, you wouldn't wear protection with blowjobs because you can still get STDs in your mouth.
Facts. Facts. On a serious note, be safe out there, y'all.
Be safe. We love you. Bye.